He's the man that has been stirring up Canucks Twitter this morning. Adrian Dater, covering the Colorado Avalanche, joins us here at our draft table. How's it going, Adrian?
It's going, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So you're stirring up Canucks fans this morning. What are you hearing?
Well, I didn't know. It was just me. I've been seeing rumors about Barry and possible Canucks, too, for a couple days, I thought, some places.
Yeah,
so,
our morning host, Rick Dhaliwal, has had some playing in that.
You know, I've definitely heard more today. You know, so I still think it'll have to be sort of official that they know they're going to get who they want with the fourth pick before they pull the trigger on a deal, let's say with Vancouver and Avalanche. You know, we're only, almost 3 hours away from that to sort of knowing. Pretty close. You know, it makes a lot of sense that they will have to trade Tyson Barrie. The numbers just don't work for him to stay long term for a lot of reasons.
Does it simply come down to, hey, this guy is due an extension in a year, and really the organization can't sign that because of the expansion draft or money?
That's part of it, sure. He's making 5.5, then he's UFA. But the biggest reason is they've got Cale Makar. You know, this phenom player who's going to be great, who's number 4 pick 2 years ago, who came into playoffs. And just wowed everybody. He's going to be the right shot D, number one D man for this team, if not this season, many years to come. And so, you know, they also need a second line center or forward, period. Right. And if they don't get the center they want at number 4 and Byram's available, then if they get Byram, then Barry's much more expendable, even more. If somehow Byram goes to Chicago and they've got to take Turcotte or Doc or whatever those group of forward centers are that they like, then, you know, then maybe the trade doesn't happen. But you know, I keep hearing things like it's pretty serious.
Adrian Dater, our guest here, as he is covering the Colorado Avalanche, and you follow him on Twitter, @ADater. So what exactly are the Avs looking for in trade? You mentioned Virtanen and Tanev and next year's first as what could potentially be part of the offer. But what does really Joe Sakic want in a trade for Tyson Barrie?
Well, don't forget there's probably going to be some salary that has to come back. If Vancouver takes on 5.5 and a potential UFA signing extension, I'm sure Barrie would love to sign here and play. Vancouver's got to give up some more salary, probably, right? I don't know exactly what Vancouver's cap situation is at the moment, but it's pretty tight?
Healthy. It's pretty healthy, yeah.
It's pretty healthy. Okay, well, they still probably like to get rid of some salary. So Tanev's contract would make a little more sense coming back here. Sure have heard a lot of bad things about since mentioning Virtanen's name. Yeah. People don't seem to like him, for Barrie at least. So I didn't see the kid play enough to really – I have to see my own players play regularly to even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and this, you know, town, he's been a bit of a, you know, a high draft pick that hasn't, at this point, really fully panned out. 15 goals last year, but when you're 6th overall, there's more expectations, especially in your own hometown. On the Colorado Avalanche front, you know, we're assuming that, hey, they're ready to kind of go all in and be a contender. They've got one of the best lines in hockey. Mm-hmm. Is that the case? Is Joe Sakic a buyer this time around, and is he trying to make a run at the Stanley Cup this year or next?
Well, I think this is the year to be a buyer because they have, I think, the second most cap space in the league. They've got Nathan MacKinnon signed for 4 more years at $6.3 million. You know, next year, certain guys are going to be, you know, they're going to have to think more about guys 2 years from now to re-sign. Gabe Landeskog, you know, they've got Rantanen coming up this year. That's going to cost $9 million, $10 million. But, you know, they've got, $32 million to play with, something like that. So this is the year to make a big splash. You know, Artemi Panarin, I think that's number one on their wish list. Sure, would love to have him, but they're going to have a lot of competition, I think, for him. If they don't get what they want, they're not going to just blow it all, you know. Yeah. But if they can get a Panarin, let's say, and a Byram, and whatever they get back for Barrie, you know, that's a pretty good team going forward.
Is either of the first round picks in play for immediate help?
I don't think so on this trade. I think it would be more next year's pick. I think they're pretty dialed into what they want at 4 and 16. Yeah. And I don't see them dealing us that. I mean, I think they feel more comfortable dealing next year. Now, let's not say it isn't. Joe Sakic's not texted me back every single second. I have a good relationship with Joe, but you know, he's gonna, you know, he doesn't. Unfortunately, he doesn't just hand all the information to me, even though I've known him 25 years. Call me, Joe. Call me, maybe.
Yeah. It's a good Canadian song, so it's, you're right on point with that. Adrian Dater, get him at adater on Twitter.
Can I plug my site, too?
Yes, of course. I was about to say it.
New subscription site. All of you Avalanche fans transferred and living in Vancouver, ColoradoHockeyNow.com. Very cheap price. Come on board.
Yeah, and check out his Twitter and ColoradoHockeyNow.com. That's where you're hearing the latest about talks between the Canucks and Avalanche for a potential Tyson Barrie trade. Thanks for this, Adrian.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Yeah, enjoy Vancouver.
Thank you.